We have been looking at listening to God and telling God to speak, asking God to speak. I guess we don't tell God to speak. We ask God to speak, and then when He does, to be ready for it. And this morning, we're going to look at active listening. How many times have you heard someone say, or have you said to a child, do you have your listening ears on? Right? Because we all have ears, but they're not always listening, right? So I want us to go back to 1 Samuel 3, 1 through 11, and read the scripture. This has kind of been the basis of everything we've been teaching on for the last 4 weeks, or 3 weeks, and today's four. It says, the boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. And then one night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel answered, here I am. And he ran to Eli and said, here I am, you called me? But Eli said, I did not call you, go back and lie down. So he went back and lied down. And again the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel got up and went to Eli, and he said, here I am, you called me? My son, Eli said, I did not call you. Go back and lie down. Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel a third time, and Samuel got up and went to Eli, and he said, here I am. You called me. Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place, and the Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, look, speak, for your servant is listening. There's so much in this that parallels to our lives, isn't there? Sometimes we feel like the word of the Lord just, God's not speaking. We feel like it's just rare times. And that's what this has been all about, is to hear Him more clearly in different areas of our lives. And to train our ears to hear God speak. Now, there are a lot of exercises on how to learn how to listen actively. Cindy and I do an exercise where basically you tell the person something, you explain something, and then they repeat it back to you. Well, this isn't that place. This is that place where you're listening intently, you're waiting, you're wanting, you're being active in it. So many times, I don't know about you, but I'll get up in the morning, have my cup of coffee, and I'll sit down. Okay, Lord, I'm listening. Right? And I might not physically fall asleep, but my brain just goes on hold. Have you ever been there? Let's all be honest. We've all been there. So I'm going to give you some stuff to use over the next couple of weeks, or maybe longer than that, because it kind of rotates. I've been using it. Cindy pointed these out to me a couple days ago, and I read that, and I thought, I'm going to try this. Every morning, I've been trying a different one of these, and it works. It helps. Okay? It's amazing. So, you see, Samuel is one of the greatest prophets of the Old Testament, and I don't think it's any coincidence that the first assignment from God to him was to listen for God's voice. You notice in the scripture it said he had not yet heard, or he had not yet been basically subject to the word of the Lord, to the voice of God. He didn't know God's voice. If he would have known God's voice the first time God called, he would have said, yes, Lord. But he didn't know. And sometimes it's that way with us. You know, we're learning to hear God, and we hear voices, and sometimes we go, whoa, is that you, God? Is that not you, God? So I'm going to look at a few areas in our life that can help us to identify God, okay? Because there's a big difference between active listening and passive hearing, okay? Hearing is something that you do with your ears. You notice that when I'm really quiet, there's gray noise in the background. The fans are making noise. The sound system's making noise. Projectors making noise. We're all hearing that, and we're not even conscious of it. That is passive hearing. It's stuff that we hear. How many of you have ever sat down and you've got the radio or something going in the background, and you hear it, but you're really not listening to it? How many of you have ever done that with a friend or with your spouse? They're talking, and you're hearing, but you're not listening? Yeah, I can't do that with Cindy, because if she realizes I'm doing that, she will say something outlandish to get my attention, you know, like, well, I think I'll just take off and leave you here for the week, which she would never do, but what? You know, because I'm like, what? So we hear passively, but to actively listen is quite different. You see, genuine listening is active. It involves putting our mind in gear to hear everything that is said, because it has value to us. And God's voice, God's direction has value to us. God calls us to listen to Him actively. He wants our full and undivided attention. So here's some ways that we can give God that. First of all, if we listen expectantly, you know, in the morning, we have a routine. I get up, I get my coffee, and the dogs watch me expectantly because they're waiting for one word. The first word of their day is, do you have to go potty? And they want to hear that word because they run down to the back door. You know, sometimes, you know, we should be like, we're just so ready to do something for God, or just to do anything. We should be expectantly waiting for the word of God. You see, Samuel expected God to speak, even though it had not happened in a long time. Verse 2, it says that Eli was laying down in his usual place. And that wasn't close to the Ark of the Covenant of God. Samuel got as close to God as he could, because I believe he was expectant. He was expecting something to happen. Even though it hadn't happened for a long time, he was expecting it to happen. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be expectant. So, you know, if you start this out every morning, start out tomorrow morning expectant. Expecting, you know, and look in the Word, read a devotion, and look to see what God is saying. What is that thing that He's nudging you, that direction He's nudging you, okay? The second thing that we need to do is we need to listen quietly. Now, what does that mean? Well, in Psalm 46:10, it says, the Lord says to us, be still and know that I am God. In order to listen to God quietly, we have to push aside all of those other voices, the voices of the immediate, the voices of guilt, the voices of shame. There's a lot of voices that are saying, you need to do this, you need to go do that, you don't have time for this. And we need to push all of those things aside and just say, okay, I'm going to be still and I'm going to know that God is God. I'm going to be still. How many of you happen to see the rainbow that God set in the western sky this week? How many of you know that's kind of rare out here? Because most of the time we get our storms in the afternoon, and so the sun shines to the east and we get eastern rainbows a lot. Western rainbows, I find it, for me, that morning was amazing, because I kind of ran a little short on time and I was going out the door, okay? And I looked up and I saw this full rainbow in the sky, and this scripture came to mind, be still and know that I am God. And so I got down to the college, and nobody was around for about 15 minutes. I just went in my office, I shut the door, and I sit down and I let God be God. And I'm glad that I did, because my day, it was not an easy day, but it was a day that was guided by God. He was going before it, you know? And He wants us to quiet ourselves. He wants us to hear Him. If we're going to hear Him, we need to be quiet and let Him do the talking. If we're doing all the talking, God can't talk. So many times we kind of talk over the top of God, don't we? He's like, hey, God, are you going to do this? What about it? Like, now? God, you're not listening. And God's like, I've listened. Now you need to be quiet, because you need to listen. God wants us to be quiet sometimes. Thirdly, God wants us to listen patiently. Psalm 40, number 1, it says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and He turned to me, and He heard my cry. You know, there's a worship song a few years back. It says, I waited for the Lord on high. I waited, and He heard my cry. You know, if we need to wait patiently, because as we know in Scripture, at one point in time, there was an angelic battle going on. It took 21 days for the angel to come with the answer. 21 days. You know, and sometimes how many of us would wait 21 days? It was Jeremiah. I think Daniel, it was Daniel. And Daniel waited. He waited those 21 days. He waited for that answer. And the thing is so many times, you know, we say, okay, God, there it is. Well, he didn't hear me. I'm moving on. The Lord doesn't tell us things all at once, instantaneously. Right? Do you know why? Because it'd overwhelm us. I mean, you think about all the stuff that God's done in your life. If he told you in one lump sum, this is what I'm going to do, this is what's going to happen, and instead of us waiting patiently for him to unfold the journey, you know, he's so wonderful that way. He tells us what we need, when we need it, when we will hear it, and when we can handle it, and when we can act on it. That's the way God does it. He's amazing. So sometimes, you know, he's waiting patiently on us to wait patiently on him so that he can change our circumstance or change our hearts. How about this? We need to listen confidently. Psalm 71:5 says, "For you have been my hope, sovereign Lord, my confidence since my youth." Where is your confidence placed? Think about that. How much confidence do you have, like in your job, in your friends, in your community, in your country? And we need to place various amounts of confidence in certain areas of our life. But our primary confidence needs to be in the Lord. When we go to God and we're listening for something, we've prayed, we want direction, we just want something that we can hold on for the rest of the day, okay? Or something we can go to sleep to. You don't have to do this in the morning. You might not be a morning person. It might be better off for you to do this at night so you can just settle in and you can just let your mind just follow God through the night as you sleep. But God needs to be our confidence. We need to listen to him confidently. We can be confident that we will hear what we need to hear. So many times when we're listening for God, we're afraid we're going to miss it. But he's God. Think about it. He's going to make sure you hear it. If you really want, you know, God to speak to you, he's going to make sure you really hear it. You know, I'm just waiting for Cindy Schnauzer to talk to me. So I really think he's one of the dumbest dogs we've ever owned. If he said something, I would know that it was the voice of God, right? But God, he will communicate to us. We need to be confident in that. Sometimes we think, for various reasons, well, I don't think God can talk to me because I'm not one of those, you know, spiritual, sensitive people. I'm more, you know, logical or my background or this. No, God can do it. He can talk to us. We need to be confident that he will talk to us. Now, when he talks to us, it may not be what we want to hear. But it will be what we need, okay? It will be. And it will be what we need to hear to change things for our ultimate good, because God's all about our ultimate good. He's not about our comfort. He's not about, you know, our whims. He's not about, you know, us. You know, but God, he will tell us what we need to know. It may not be what we want to hear, but it will be for our ultimate good. When we listen for God, we need to listen to him dependently. Psalm 62:7 says, "My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock and my refuge." It depends on God. A long time ago, somebody told me, when you go to prayer and you're listening for God, listen like your life depends on it. And then he said this to me, "Because it does." Your life really depends on it. You know, the quality of life that we have, the relationship that we have, it really, we have to go to God dependently. You know, listen to him like our life really depends upon it, you know, because God's agenda needs to be our agenda. Our life depends on God. It depends on His agenda for our life. And it says that when we come to Jesus, He is life, He is joy, and He is life and joy to the full. God's agenda is the total fulfillment of everything we could ever hope for. You know, it's not going to be, you know, just ease in the shade or fun in the sun, but it is really going to fulfill everything that God created us to be. So we need to listen like our life depends upon it. And then another thing, sometimes when we're listening for God, we do it with somewhat of a bend or an agenda or, you know, an opinion or whatever. We need to listen to God openly. Psalm 119:18, and I know Cindy, she loves this verse. It says, "Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law." Open my eyes that I might see wonderful things in your law. You know, just go to God and say, "God, I want to hear or see," because we listen to God through the Word of God. We listen to God through the things around us. We talked about all the ways we listen to God. And Lord, I want to see, I want to hear something different. I want You to speak something different in my spirit the next time I read a certain passage. How many of you have read passages over and over and over and it said something different to you almost every time you read it, right? Because God is opening our eyes. He's opening our eyes, but our hearts and our spirits, our minds have to be open to the things of God. To listen openly means to be willing to hear God correct us as well as connect us. God wants to connect you to Him, but He wants to correct you in Him. Because He loves us so much. He loves us so much. Okay, how about this? We need to listen attentively. Oh, man. Every time I think of listening attentively, I think of my mom. When I was a child, we watched a lot of TV in our household. You know, I remember when there was two stations, it was black and white. Okay, McHale's Navy and Andy Griffith, man, that was it. Combat, okay. And I loved those shows, and I'd be watching it. My mom would be talking to me. And she'd say, "Are you listening to me?" "Uh-huh." "Jimmy, are you listening?" "Uh-huh." "Well, I want you to do this." "Uh-huh." I was not listening attentively. I heard her voice in the background. And honestly, I heard my mom's voice somewhat like, you know, Charlie Brown's teacher. "Wah, wah, 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 wah." "Uh-huh, uh-huh, uh-huh." To listen to God attentively, James 1:25, it says, "But whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it," that's being attentive, okay? You're looking at it intentively and you're continuing in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. To be attentive to God's voice, to God's word, to God's direction. Not just going through life and God saying, "Hey, are you listening to me?" "Uh-huh." "You better watch out, you're going to fall off a cliff." "Uh-huh." You know, it's like people, you know, watching their iPhone around the Grand Canyon. Not a smart thing to do, right? Somebody always dropping off someplace, you know. And so we need to be attentive. And to listen attentively means to attend or pay attention to each word. Wow. That's what the word attentively means. See, when we truly listen attentively, we don't miss a thing. Wow. That's why sometimes you'll be listening to a devotion or you'll be reading a devotion or you listen to something. And I really like it when I can listen to things, you know, online and you can back it up. Because sometimes, you know, I mean, if you ever are listening to one of our sermons online, and just, man, the nice thing is you can back it up. I'm like, what did he say? You know, if you didn't get everything here today, you know, after tonight, sometime tonight, we'll post that. You go, "Now, what was that he said?" And you go back. Listening intently, it's not missing a single thing. And then we need to listen carefully. First John 4:1 says, "Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world." And listening carefully is okay, everything that God has taught you up to this point in your life, as you're listening, if the Holy Spirit puts a little check in your spirit, check it out. Because the Word of God says, test this thing out. That's the one reason that Cindy, we are where we are today, is because is in our faith systems in the past, there was some things that didn't line up. And we, you know, we got married and we started attending an Open Bible church. And, you know, the nice thing about Open Bible is they open the Bible. And we live according to the tenets of the Bible. And it's amazing. And if something doesn't quite check out, you know, you need to be careful about it. To listen carefully means to listen for the Holy Spirit to confirm that the word which we're hearing is a genuine word from God. A genuine word from God. I remember years and years ago, a person who had no musical ability whatsoever thought that God told them to become a worship leader. They didn't pray extensively about it. I think they wanted to be really, really bad. I think they really desired it. And my prayer was that God would miraculously at least allow them to play an instrument or to be able to hear notes. And it was, you know, I don't know what was going on there, but I really think that the enemy used that. You know, they grew through that and they realized that, wow, listening and hearing the Word of God is not just, hey, this kind of sounds good. Maybe I should go do this. But we need to be careful about what we're hearing. And we need to make sure. And if something's going on and you're not quite sure about it, talk to somebody. Talk to a Christian that's a little more mature about it. You know, study it out in the Bible. You know, come and see Cindy or myself. We also need to listen submissively. Proverbs 3:5-6. We know the first part of that, right? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Now, the verse 6 is this. It says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. The word also means submit. In all your ways, submit to him, and he will make your path straight. How many of us are sitting down on the outside but standing up on the inside, right? Probably heard the story of the little boy. He was made to go sit in the corner because he was really, really naughty, and his mom says, now, how do you feel about it? You've got to sit there in the corner. And he looked at his mom, and he says, I'm sitting down on the outside, but I'm standing up on the inside. He was not being submissive in any way. And God says, you need to listen submissively. To listen submissively means that we listen with the full intent, oh, wow, of obeying. So many times I go, God, I want to hear you. And then God speaks, and we're like, yeah, but God, I want to hear you. Have you ever been there? Huh? Man, I have. You know, it's like, God, I want to hear you. And he goes, go help plant a church and spearfish. Amen. Praise God. God, I want to hear you. No, in that case, we were like, yeah, we're going to go do this. But so many times, you know, we're not quite there, right? Submitting to God's word is the only way that we'll ever find genuine meaning and purpose in life. It really is. And I know it's hard. I know it's very... And only as we submit, and God doesn't, sometimes God works on us little by little, and as we submit, okay, we hear from God more clearly the more we submit. We do. We really do. The more we submit, the more we hear, okay? Because what we're doing is we're positioning ourselves in a place to hear more clearly. If we're not submitted, we're out in the North 40, out in the pasture, wandering around, And somebody's yelling, hey, want to come on in here? You know, food's ready. And we're out there. But as we get closer and closer and closer in submission to God, we hear more clearly and more clearly. It positions us to hear more clearly. The last thing I want us to look at is when we're listening is reverently. Listen reverently. I don't always get on my knees to pray. Not always. But when I'm led by God to do it, I do it. And that is a position of reverence, okay? But I try to position my heart in a place of reverence where I really, really look at God like Psalms 134 says, but with you there is forgiveness so that we can with reverence serve you. The main thing about bringing ourselves to reverence very, very rapidly is to realize how much we've been forgiven for. We don't have this slate of stuff hanging over our head. We have been acquitted. And I come to God with reverence for that. One time I can remember getting on my knees before God. It was a very, very desperate situation. Very desperate situation. It was a life or death. I might not see my wife for 45 years situation. I might not see my daughter until she was 18 to 30-some years old situation. It was a you're going to prison situation. As a police officer situation. And I remember just, I was destroyed. My faith was destroyed. My life was destroyed. My emotions were destroyed. My physical being, I couldn't sleep. And I remember just struggling and struggling and struggling. And I remember laying in bed wide awake. It was about 3 o'clock in the morning. And I remember getting out of bed and getting on my knees and saying, God, I am here because you're the only thing left. I was honest. It's not like I went to him first. God was getting me to a place where I would understand submission and understand reverence. And don't get me wrong, it's not like I've got it right ever since then. I still screw up and got to get down on my knees. But it always reminds me of this one thing. When it was all said and done, when everything was over, I was standing before a judge in a courtroom, and everything that had been brought before us, the judge looked at me and the other person that all of these charges had been brought against as police officers, and he looked at me and he said, after reviewing all the evidence, we realized that this should have never, ever come to court. And he said, Mr. Roberts, Mr. Smith, was the sheriff, as the judge in this circuit, I am acquitting all charges. We're dropping all charges, but we're acquitting all charges, and we are going to have this erased from the court docket. This never existed. And you want to know the first thing I thought of is when I got down on my knees and I said, you know, God, you weren't my first stop. But Lord, I'm here to give you the reverence that you deserve because you forgave me. And I was a forgiven Christian, but I was not a walking it out Christian, okay? And I said, you forgave me, and with reverence I'm here before you. And whatever happens, Lord, I accept that. And then kind of did a side clause. Now, God, just in case you don't remember, I didn't do it. And when the judge says, you're acquitted, you know the first thing that came? I wanted to get down on my knees right there in the courtroom, but I was afraid the judge might think that I was giving him the praise, and so I didn't. But I went home that afternoon, I got on my knees, and I said, Lord, thank you. I get to live my life acquitted. And then I heard the voice of God speak to my spirit and says, you get to live your life acquitted every day. So I want you to think about something. When you're listening to God, it's way easier to listen to God reverently when you realize that every day you've been acquitted. Every day you go to the Lord and say, Lord, here I am. I want to start over. Lord, I want this day to be yours today. Lord, if I have offended you or anyone in any way, please forgive me and let me start with a new slate. And you start out acquitted. A reverent heart stands before God in awe. And God is awesome. He is. You see, we have this incredible privilege to come before God, the maker of the entire universe. And we've gone through the creation series. And gentlemen, we're going through it again because we just didn't get enough the first time. There's so much in that. We're going to do it again. Because God is awesome, isn't He? He is. He's incredible. And to think that the God of the universe would speak to us, that is just mind-boggling. But He wants to. And not only does God want to speak to us, but He wants to invite us to be a part of His plans and His purposes. And He wants to do that by speaking to our hearts, speaking to our eyes through the Word, speaking to us through circumstances. But we just got to be actively listening. Jesus said repeatedly to His disciples in Matthew 11, 15, 13, 9, 13, 43, He says this to His disciples, He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Let him hear. And we have ears to hear. We have the Holy Spirit. We have the life of Christ within us. So I encourage you to take one of these in your quiet time every day and hone your skills of listening just a little bit. each day focusing on a different way to hear the voice of God. Let's pray. Father, we thank you. We love you. Lord, I thank you for your encouragement. I thank you for your voice. I thank you, Lord, that you speak to us across everything in our lives, Lord. You speak to our hearts, to our emotions, to our circumstances. You speak to us, Lord, in ways we can't even imagine. You move us. You love us. Protect us and you change us. So, Father, I pray that we would be active listeners. I pray, Lord, that you would help us to hear you more clearly and to walk out what we hear in obedience. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.